Hello? It's just me. Where are you? Oh, sorry for waking you up from your nap. I texted you, but obviously you were asleep. I saw that you were here, so I let myself in. Remember? You shared your location with me a couple of months back when we met up in the park and you never turned it off. So, yeah. I just saw you were here, so I came over. I didn't know you were napping, though. I just thought maybe you didn't hear your phone ding. Sorry. I should leave. Sorry for waking you. No, I shouldn't have come over. I was just having a really bad mental health day, and I wanted to be with someone. Someone who I knew will understand and just, I don't know, give me a hug and tell me that it's gonna be okay. Yeah, of course that's you. You're my best friend. You're always there for me when I need you. But I shouldn't have assumed. No, I shouldn't have come. I'll just leave, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. Well, thanks. It's very sweet of you to forgive me for barging in on you. Are you sure? See? Always there for me when I need you. I'm just feeling, you know, depressed, unworthy, lonely, unloved. The standard area of depressing feelings. I'm not like wanting to harm myself or anything, but I really need to connect with someone for a few minutes. I'm feeling down too. Well, let's do what best friends do. I'll make sure you know that you're loved, then you can do the same for me. No, don't get up. You look cozy. Can I just join you? A cuddle nap may be just what I need. I mean it. Don't move an inch. Let me crawl in behind you and be your big spoon. I mean, if that's okay. It's okay that you're only in your underwear. I've seen you in shorts before. And it's just snuggling. I'm okay with it if you are. The extra body warm sounds nice. Yeah? Okay. I'll go around to the other side of the bed and snuggle in behind you. I'll even strip off my top layer of clothes so we're both vulnerable in our undies. Yes, please. Some nice cuddle music would be perfect. Lift your head up so I can get my arms around you properly. I am so warm. I'm glad I feel nice against you. You feel nice against me too. It's been like 10 seconds and it's already doing wonders for me. I feel content just by being next to you and holding you. It makes me feel connected and loved. Exactly what I've not been feeling today. It's nice being the little spoon, isn't it? Feeling arms envelop you and make you feel safe and loved. You deserve those feelings. You smell really nice. Is that a body wash? Well, it's a good one. I want you to know how much I appreciate having you as a friend. I appreciate that you let me vent to you about boys and how much you support me when I'm having a bad day. Like, you know, today. You're such a good friend to me and sometimes I don't think I deserve it. I appreciate you saying that. That's why you're the one I thought of when I needed some love. You're my very best friend and I love you. Yeah, we kissed your back. And I'm going to do that again. It's convenient to my lips. I feel so much better just being with you and having you next to me. Just what the doctor ordered. It's like all of my worries and fears melted away because I knew that at least one person wants me in their life and is willing to sacrifice nap time for me. That's a pretty big compliment. Can I hold your hand? I'm going to hold it right here against your chest. Standard spooning handhold position. Shut up. Yeah, I just smelled you again. It's your fault for smelling so good. Hey, why have you never made a move on me? Like, why have you never asked to go out on a date with me? Sure, when we first met, I was dating Louis, and then you were dating Marilyn for a while too, but you've been single for like a year, and I've been single for almost as long. Well then, why haven't you made a move? Oh, shut up, what do you mean you're not my type? I am not out of your league. We are totally in the same league. I dated one jock for a few months, and then he turned out to be a jerk. How does that make them my type? But I like your body. You're like a big teddy bear and I love cuddling you. You're the best cuddler. Calling you a teddy bear is not calling you fat. Stop it. If you were repulsive, I wouldn't be lying here next to you, half naked with my arms wrapped around you. Seriously. You need to stop being mean to yourself, or I'm going to get mad at you. No, I won't tolerate anyone saying mean things about my best friend, even if it's my best friend saying those things. Okay, look at it this way. I didn't have to get into your bed and upbeat you. I did it because I wanted this body, your body, next to mine. Right? Good. I'm glad you see it my way. I'm right about these things. Let's face it, I'm right about everything. Oh, hush, little spoon. I can kiss your back if I want to. It's not against the spooning rules and you can't stop me. Take that. I'm so glad you asked. It's the International Spooning Commission that makes the rules. They're a panel of 20 to 30 intimacy experts from around the world that set the spooning rules and regulations in order to assure maximum spoonage. Spoonage is so a word. It's like what you feel when you're spooning. That good, happy, content feeling you're experiencing now. Right now, we are both basking in spoonage. Yeah, a lot of people assume that they're based in Paris, but they're actually headquartered in Budapest, Hungary. I know a lot of things that might surprise you. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. We've established that we're both currently single and that I like your cuddly body. So, why haven't you asked me out? Okay, see? That's a good reason that I can totally understand. We have a really great friendship. And if you thought that I wasn't interested, then that could make it awkward and potentially ruin it. I understand your reluctance. But on the other hand, what if I was interested? That could mean that we get even closer and the friendship might grow even stronger. That's a fair question. I would say that the reason I never asked you out is because we have a really great friendship. And I thought you were interested and it might make things awkward and potentially ruin it. I think you should ask me out. How should I know if I'll say yes? You haven't asked yet. Well, my advice to you, speaking as your best friend, is that if there's a girl you really, really like, take the chance and ask her out. Especially if she's like super sexy. Oh, wow. That's a question I wasn't expecting. Will I go out on a date with you? We're best friends. Won't that make it weird between us? I have to think about it. I am interested in this date, but I need more details. When would you like to go on this date? Yeah, I am free tomorrow afternoon. And what do you propose we do on our date? Dinner and the movies sound great, as long as the dinner is takeout from that burger place down the street and the movie is on Netflix. Oh, and I get to choose the movie. Cuddling while watching isn't just allowed, it's mandatory. Well, in that case, my answer is yes. I would love to go on that date with you. Oh, but I want to tell you up front, I don't have sex on the first date. I never have. So, if you're asking me just to get in my pants, then... Okay, as long as you agree to those terms, then it's a date. And the back kiss makes it official. No, not every date needs a back kiss to make it official. That's only a requirement if the date is accepted while being a big spoon. Look, I don't make the rules. Take your complaint to the International Spooning Commission.